Bar Halacha and Chavis Halvodu Sunday night, early Yud Zayin Adar Aleph, Tov Shinai and Aleph. So, I was sitting in the office today, and a man comes in, and he gave me a package to take. He gave me a package to take to Shalayim, and then he looks happy, he looks excited. So I said, what are you, Madua Panecha Tovim Hayom, I said to him. So he said, it's his birthday. I said, how old are you? He said, 70. So I jumped up. Why I jump up? Because that's today's halacha. You have to stand up for people. There's a three-way machlokas in the Gemara. It's a complicated pasuk, so to speak. They say the Talmud that the Beizokim, three are machlekes in the Gemara. We pass them like Isi ben Yehuda, that you have to stand up for a Zokim, even an Amoretz. According to Rashi, actually worse than an Amoretz. It's famous in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan gave kavod and stood up for a Zokim that were non-Jews. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins at 70. There's an Arizal that says 60. And okay, that's a problem because Pashtus, it's the pasuk of the Seva, and in Pirkei Avos it says Seva is at 70. So where does the Arizal come up with 60? Or Chashulchan is Miyashivit, but so the Poiskim, the Minchas Chinuch talks about the Arizal and the Chashulchan, and the Shevet Halevi paskins that. Certainly, you should be chayshish for the Arizal if you're not sure. And if you're not sure how old he is, and so you, even on the side that he's 60, the Arizal says you have to stand up. So you have to stand up when a person 60 or 70 enters the room. Maybe you should be machmer like the Arizal. It doesn't say clearly in the Poskim you have to be machmer at 60, but like I said, the Shevet Halevi says that much you should be machmer, that if you're not sure, you should stand up. The shaking your bottom as if you got a mosquito bite is not called standing up, by the way. Stand up. The reason the islands may kill, I mean, so when someone is walking in and out a whole day, that's a reason to be may kill. But otherwise, if someone comes in like this one-shot deal, and he just walks in and he's 70, it's a chiyuv, they're isa, it's a say. You have to stand up, below komoso. You have to stand up for a person. You have to stand up for a woman who's 70. So most say, yeah, you do. And so, I don't know, it's not the minhag to do that, but Papashtis, you do have to do it. Okay, that's enough. What?
If a person himself...
But she might punch you in the nose if you stand up for her. It's like you go on the bus and you want to take out your senior citizen card. The bus driver says, don't bother. You get insulted. Okay.
What if a person is 70 himself? Does he stand up for another person who's 70?
Yeah. Okay. He could stand up for himself too, because maybe... like I stand up for myself because no one else will. So, okay, we're on the Chavis Halvavos. So at the end of every Chavis Halvavos, you have these beautiful, very, very poetic essays or poems, and one is called Tochacha, which is Musar, basically, and the other one's called Bakosha, which is words of praise and Shevach to the Ribono Shel Olam. And this is what he suggests doing at night. Because his yesod is that at night you could commune with Hashem. So really you should do it in your own words and figure out yourself which Pirkei Tehillim to say and what to say. But he wants to help you along. So he wrote these two things. And in the back of every Chavis Halvavos, they're there. Tochacha and Bakosha. Very beautiful. We don't appreciate it because... we're not poetically inclined. Someone writes a beautiful poem in Hebrew, it doesn't mean anything to most of us. Certainly not to anybody sitting here. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Be meichel me if it does. Anyway, he gives you the whole Seidat Dvarim, say Ashrei Shmi Medorach, Kuf Yutes, say Sher Amalos, and then he says, you can say what you want, but I just worked something out for you. The Ikar HaDavar Ochi, the main thing, because his point being that the Oev Hashem will, he says, fast during the day, but his elaboration, and he doesn't talk about that at all. He just mentions it, but he talks about talking to Hashem at night. The Ikar HaDavar, whether you say what I wrote or you say your own things that you figured out, but the Ikar is Tohar Nafshecha Bispalelcha also. The Ikar is to have Kavana, not just to say the words. You're going to get up, you're going to read through his Tochecha and Bakasha. It's worthless. V'simas Lipcha Behen. You have to think. V'itiyuscha B'kriyoson. Read it slowly. And Masha Achrehen. Read it slowly. Think what it means. Bal yakdim behen lishoncha es libcha. This is really a very, I don't know if it's a chiddush to people, it's a major yisod. Like, I remember it was a chiddush to me when I first realized it. Let's say you're supposed to have kavana by Shem Hashem, a certain kavana. So you're really supposed to have that kavana before you say the Shem Hashem. So that when you say the Shem Hashem, you're already having that kavana. Not that you say the Shem Hashem, and like while you're saying it, you think, let's say, Adon Kol or Ho Yehovah V'yiyah, but the right way, there's someone in the shul that does it that way very markedly, very noticeably, and that's really the right, I don't know if you're supposed to be so noticeable, but that's the right way to do it, to pause, or even if you don't pause, but my point is to think first. Chavetz Chaim says the same thing in the back of the Shmiras HaLoshon when he has like a short synopsis of what you're supposed to think about by the Chasima, but by every bracha in Shmona Esrei. So he says before you start the bracha, you think, this is what I'm about to talk about. This is what I'm about to ask Hashem for. Not to have the kavana, so to speak, like when you're first saying the words, then it's sort of too late. But rather before you start saying, and that's how the Chavetz Chaim writes it also, I'm going to ask Hashem for parnasa, and then you start Baruch Aleinu. So he Chavetz Chaim says the same thing. Val yakdim behem lishoncha es libcha. Your lashon, your saying the words should not come before the kavana. The kavana should precede the words, not vice versa. V'hama'at behem, and you say, you don't have to say everything, im nochuchus lipcha behen, if the kavana, so if you say less, that's fine, as long as the ikar is, v'hama'at behem, im nochuchus lipcha behen, tov, this is like saying, tov ma'at b'kavana, mehar b'shlo b'kavana, that's what he's saying, v'hama'at behem, im nochuchus lipcha behen, tov is better, mi mehirus tenuas l'shoncha, just because you can say the words very fast, v'ein lipcha nosun lohem. And you're not having kavana, you're not thinking about what the words mean. Okay.